Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Ito yung hindi niyong malilimutan growing up as children of Miss Nora Dasa. Kasi, syempre hanggang ngayon, marami pa rin ang nakakakilala sa mother ninyo, hindi ba? Tapos parang isa siya sa mga nagsimula talaga ng pagpapakilala ng, gaya na nabanggit ninyo, na ang pagluluto ay hindi lamang sa likod ng kusina, kundi pwede mo rin siyang dalhin sa harap at ipagmayabang at pagmalaki.
Yeah, ikaw. Ako sa, go ahead, I'll start, no? Yeah. Ako sa akin, number one, sinasabi ko sa mga tao, uy, anak ako ni Nora Dasa, hindi ako kapatid. May nagtanong na, kapatid ka ba ni Nora? Sana sinampal mo na lang ako. That's one. But one thing that my mom told me, sabi niya sa akin before, kasi paalis siya for Manila, nasa Paris ako nung bata pa ako kasi nagtatrabaho ko doon sa restaurant. Sabi ko, mom, what am I gonna do? Hindi ko alam gagawin ko. Ang sinabi niya sa akin, very simple, sabi niya, if to you, it tastes good, serve it. Napakasimple ng tip niya, pero great responsibility to my decision making. That's why I have to expose my palate.
Mm-mm. Ikaw, Nina.
Ako naman, what I really, like, that still I remember very, very, very vividly is her love for Filipino food and how proud she was of Filipino
yes,
food.
Yes, tama ka.
Kasi, imagine in 1972, she opened a Filipino restaurant in Paris when there were only maybe 30 Filipinos in Paris. Mm. And she wasn't targeting the Filipinos. She was targeting the French.
Fine dining French, huh?
She wanted to show them Filipino food. Imagine, I don't know, of all places to open, hindi Hong Kong, hindi US, sa Paris pa, the food capital of the world.
That's true.
She opened Filipino food. And she would bring ingredients like ube, baka puno. She would, that would be in her maleta. Dinadala niya yan sa Paris. So, and then when later on, this was in the 70s, no, and then we would spend summers there in Paris, I saw the way she would really talk to the French about Filipino food. May kakain. Meron, I remember this particular incident. Somebody ordered kuhol sa gata. Yung kuhol,
binagoongan yun.
Binagoongan, oo. Pinapakanya pa dito sa UP, eh. Mm. Then they would eat it. Siyempre, they think it's escargot, and they would eat it with baguette, with bread. And then she would say, excuse me, no, you have to eat it with rice. That's the way we Filipinos eat it. Parang she was trying to
educate
even the customers about this is the way Filipinos eat. And then in our restaurant, there were Filipino coffee table books, tapos where people could browse the mag.
Nakaparong Tagalog kami no, mga waiter.
Oh, oh.
Wow. Di ba, ano ba yung mga suot ng mga babae no, naka
oh, parang naka
Maria Clara.
Clara Patadyong, mm-hmm. Parang ganun.
Wow, ang hirap yata mag serve noon.
Oh, pero alam mo, Maridel, that restaurant, I remember, kasi I saw in the Michelin, nagkaroon ng Michelin star yan, and it became one of the top two Asian restaurants in the whole of Paris. Number one was Le Nem, which is a Vietnamese restaurant. Number two was Lucille Philippine. So, talagang she really elevated the food of the Philippines. Ayaw ka pa, nagpapatintero sakali yan para pakainin yung mga tao. And the break that happened was when she fed one of her food writers, si Jacques Morlain. Oh, he wrote an article about that. Pumo to. You couldn't reserve or get a table unless you called 2 weeks in advance.
Yeah.
Ano kaya yung...
You would have been proud.
It was a big restaurant, 60-seater, and in the summer, maabot ng 100.
Yeah.
Plus.
Parang wala pa sa mga chef na Pinoy
wala
na nakaka-reach ng gano'n na height, hindi ba? Kasi parang
yes,
ngayon...
Maridel.
Alam mo sa akin, Maridel, gusto ko kasi, sa akin, ano, this may ano, kung maglalagay tayo ng Filipino restaurant, gusto ko ang foreigner kainin kung paano natin kinakain dito.
Uh-oh.
Ngayon, gusto mo ayusin yung presentation, good. You know, we need to elevate that. Pero
yes,
yung panlasa natin dito, yun ang pakain natin, hindi yung, para sa akin,
ayaw
ko ng fusion.
Yeah,
I don't want
authentic
to adjust the taste to accommodate the foreign palate. No, kainin mo, this is the way we eat it here, this is the way you should.
I agree,
diba?
Chance, yeah.
With lots of rice.
Kasi hindi pa uso nun in the 70s to make it, di ba hindi pa uso yung, what was that, parang mga fusion, hindi pa masyadong uso nun eh. At saka we served adobo as adobo, although the caldereta, she added creme fraiche, just to make it a little more, para it's not too...
Pero alam mo, Nine, I remember kasi sinasabi ng ibang Filipino, in-adjust nila yung flavor. to the French taste. Alam mo, that was not done intentionally. We used French flour, French butter, French vinegar. Right, so right. Without even noticing it or realizing it, nag-a-adjust yung flavor niya.
So yung,
pero we had...
So authentic pa rin siya, kaso lang yung ingredients dahil hindi mo pwede dalhin.
Because in the end, di lang mo mag-decide. Adjustin mo ganito, ganyan.
Meron
kami ano, yung sugpo with taba ng talangkaso. So si Ryan Francis, nung tatry niya yung pagkain, parang, sangga, ano to? What is this?
Bring in, taba ng talangka.
Kakaibang happiness yun.
Taba, sasakit batok nila.
At saka, to continue, even in the 80s, my mom would still pursue that same that same path kasi she became a spokesperson for the Great Maya Cook Fest. And then every year there were 6 winners, 3 for cooking and 3 for baking. Oh. And then ang prize nila is to go to different Asian countries, and I think the US, they went to the US also. And the winners became culinary ambassadors of Filipino food in those countries. So I remember my high school graduation, she brought me to that Great Maya Fest trip, and I saw the way naka-terno, and then nagde-demo yung winners, and then she would explain to went to Hong Kong, Bangkok, and Singapore. That was, she was really trying to be an ambassador for Filipino food. This was in the 80s, 1980, I remember, that's my high school graduation. So even then, grabe yung ano niya, yung belief niya in Filipino food that we must promote it and tell the world about it.
At hanggang ngayon, ginagawa ninyong magkapatid ang pag-promote ng lutuing Filipino, hindi ba?
Ako
through my restaurants, definitely. Yes. So si ang inaano ko sa mga ito yung pumunta ka sa probinsya, ganito ang lasa ng itong pagkain na ganito.
Mm-mm.
You know, I have a show called Footprint Maridel, no?
Mm-hmm.
We go all over the Philippines. My passion for promoting Filipino started when I was in, as a waiter in Paris. Kasi pagka nakita mo yung mga friends na fine dining ito, naka-Amerikana, nagustuhan yung Filipino food natin, I was so
proud. Talaga.
I was so proud. Talagang, today, pag yung show ko goes to all over the Philippines, we go to, let's say, Bacolod. Okay, pag hindi mo alam saan kakain sa Bacolod, you will eat anywhere. And very likely, you will say, hindi masarap ang food dyan. Now, if I can tell you, dito ka kumain, yan. Gusto ko, aalis ka, sabihin mo, sarap ng pagkain sa Bacolod, sa Laguna, sa Davao. So now, the moment we cover the entire Philippines, ang goal ng show is gusto ko sabihin ng tao, ang sarap pala ng pagkain ng Pilipino.
Talaga. Saka yung interview ni Sandy, yung mga manang, yung talagang nagluluto sa, yung matagal ng years and years na silang mga expert na sila, ng one dish lang yung nilinuluto, pero masarap.
Pero grabe,
diba?
Sarap ng pagkain.
Ang galing. Oh. Saka kasi Sans, through your show, you're also able to tell them about indigenous Filipino ingredients, paano gamitin, mga ganun eh.
At saka, like I tell people, somebody from Ilocos will appreciate the food from Davao because yung ingredients are familiar to all of us. Pare-pare yung ingredients ginagamit natin. Kaya lang, iba lang ang mga cooking technique, iba yung style, di ba? Pero familiar ingredients, pero unusual yung dishes to somebody from a different province.
But there are some ingredients that are also from that area lang. Batuan is just in the Visayas.
Favorite ko yun,
Batuan. Ganun din, may specific ingredients din. Yeah. That's good to learn about din. Mm-hmm.
Tsaka, ang natutunan ko pala is yung adobo, marami siyang versions, hindi ba?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Kasi,
actually, they say that adobo is a cooking technique more than a dish.
Because
it's preserving in vinegar,
Nung
Maridel, lahat ng Filipino home claim to have the best adobo recipe. Kaya yan ang mahirap i-serve sa restaurant
Ang
kasi
adobo.
To them, yung adobo ni Lola, mas masarap kasi may mga memories yun Nandun yung crush mo, yung hinabol pa ng aso or whatever, di ba? So, iba yung memories. Mahirap katapatan yun.
Pero favorite ko sa restaurant ni Sandy, crispy adobo flakes.
Uy, favorite ko yun.
Walang...
Kasi
sarap nun.
Lumaki ako yung adobo ko masarsa. Kasi Manila, hindi ba?
Ah, ganoon. Oh.
Pero yung asawa ko kasi taga Mindanao. So nung unang beses na nagluto siya ng adobo, parang sabi ko, ano to?
Tuyo.
Kasi tuyo. Sabi niya, yan yung adobo namin. Fake yung adobo ninyo.
Pero masarap yun.
Masarap.
Tinatalbog mo sa kanin yung malambot na baboy.
Oo, grabe.
Ano yung
sobra.
Adobo ng husband mo, pork or chicken?
Pork.
Pork.
Tempo.
Oo, yun,
in
yun
my
pa.
Mom's cookbook, Maridel, in my mom's cookbook, we have a recipe there called Batangas Beef Adobo.
Wow. So,
oo, sa original cookbook, it called for beef, of course, and beef heart and liver. Eh, parang feeling ko, parang mahirap yata bumili ng heart. Diba? So I'm thinking, sabi ko, let's make it all beef. So in the new cookbook, it's all beef and then the liver is optional kasi some people may not like liver.
Uh-oh.
So ginawa ko yung liver topping na lang. Oo.
Yeah.
So yun ang mga konting mga fine-tuning that I did with the new cookbook.
So
not only are there, because there are new ingredients available today to the home cook na dati wala, such as now you can find lamb, you can salmon, lemon. So yung kaldereta ni mami na beef, ginawa kong, not ginawa ko, pero nilagay ko, may note sa ilalim is, you may use inexpensive cuts of lamb.
Oo, kasi masarap rin yun.
Some note. Yes, and then let's say there's a fish dish there, I say you may use, and then I named the fishes. No, it's not just lapu-lapu, there's apahap, there's labahita, there's so many kinds of fish available here.
Yun. Kasi,
so yun, ginawa ko lang siyang more detailed.
Oh, kasi minsan yung tilapia mahirap hanapin dito sa Australia o yung lapu-lapu,
yeah,
hindi.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Yes, yes, yes. Tsaka yung mga cheeses dati, meron siyang recipe doon na fish sticks Italian style. Ginawa ko siyang parmesan fish sticks para the fish is already specified. The cheese is specified na.
Maridel, I wanted to mention also, yung ingredients na nandun sa cookbook, ang major consideration was also, you'd be able to find these ingredients abroad.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
Yon. Kasi,
so, pwedeng lutuin.
Kasi ang I put there the mga substitute.
Parang yun yung ano, no, yun yung mag-uugnay sa mga Pinoy na umaalis ng Pilipinas sa Pilipinas.
Yeah.
Yung cookbook ni Nora Daza. Isa yon sa mga malaking bagay nagre-recreate ng home away from home. Ika nga.
Yeah,
tama. Panlasa ng Pilipino.
Maraming salamat, Nina at Sandy Daza, at maraming salamat
thank you,
sa
thank
mga
you.
Binahagi ninyong kwento sa amin.
Thank you, Maridel.
Thank you, Maridel.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.